It's slightly cheaper.
All right. So we're doing. So we're working on the Harya. So it just it started getting confusing, right? Between Vav and Tess. Yeah. In other words, there are four groups, or I should say four types of a maybe chatas, right? You have the garden variety yachid, right? You've got the yachid. The flat doesn't work anymore.
No, it's been a couple weeks like that already.
You got the yachid. What have you got? The yachid, then what else?
The nasi.
You got the nasi. Who's the nasi?
Melach.
Melach. Right, nasi is the melach. You got the Kohen Gadol.
What are they calling the Mashiach HaMashiach?
The Melach, the Kohen HaMashiach. You have the Kohen Gadol. And you've got who?
Basin,
which is the Am. We'll call that the Am. Okay. And it started out okay, because we were just starting out with the Basin, right? I mean, the reason why I'm calling it the Am is because it takes two. It takes the Basin to give a psak, that's wrong, and the people to follow it. Basin just gives a psak, and nobody follows it, then there's no carbon of the tzibor. And if the tzibor all does the wrong, the same chait, there's also no korban of the tzibor. It has to be a whole Ross Basin, Sanhedrin, the big Sanhedrin, big Basin. They give Hora, and the tzibor follows it. So that's what we call we'll call that Hora and Maisa, right? So this is Horas Basin. The Am is Horas Basin, and the Tibor is and the Maisa Tibor, right? The Yochid is just what's called Shigigas Maisa. He just made a mistake, right? He accidentally ate chalev without paying attention, whatever it was. He wasn't being careful. The Kohen Gadol is what?
He's got to give hora.
He's like a little Am. Mm-hmm. He's like an Am himself. He's like the Am himself. So he also has to have a horas atzmo. He has to paskin on his own shiloh, and then do his and then do a maisa. He's like a representative of the Am. Well, we'll have to see. And the Nasi is really just like a Yochid. He's just a very special Yochid. Okay? He's a special Yochid. All right? That's like the basic way that the Gemara has been explaining it as we've been going along. But it started getting very confusing when the Gemara was asking, like, who's included in which carbon? Like, what about an olaviyorid? What about asham, tolei? What about all these other things? Once the Gemara started talking about other carbonos, things started breaking down, and didn't seem, we weren't really chopping it straight, right? So I realized that the thing is, you really got to go back. You really have to go back to the psukim to get a better understanding of the issues that we've been dealing with on Vav through Tess. Okay? And you have to realize this. You have to realize the obvious, and that is that everything has to come from the psukim. Okay, I think we weren't, I know it sounds funny, but we were sort of like just thinking like there's just this, you know, Kohen Gadol is his own different kind of guy, and like he doesn't have the same dinim as the Yachid, and that's why we're getting confused. Does he bring like a Yachid, not bring like a Yachid? Does he bring a par for his own faith? Like, How does it work out? But the truth is, you've got to go parsha by parsha. And you have to see from each parsha which gavra, which of these four categories is obligated in which type of carbon. Because the thing that we weren't really focusing on is the different types of carbonos. And you have to really go carbon by carbon and see how each one of these four categories plays out. So let's just list the carbonos for a minute. Okay, what are the carbonos that we have? No. I don't want to know how they affect anybody. I want to know the parshios in the Torah. You're right, we didn't go into what each guy brings. The Yachid brings a kivsa or a seira for a regular chet. The Nasi brings a soyer. Kohen Gadol brings a par. The Beis Din brings a par. And for Avodah Zarah, the Yachid, Nasi, and Kohen Gadol bring a soyer. And the Beis Din brings a par and a soyer. That we're not talking about. We're not talking about that guy. We have to really think about it carbon by carbon. And each carbon is given its own parsha. Okay?
You mean carbon of the Yachid, carbon of the Nasi?
Nope.
Chatas Kavua.
Chatas Kavua. First one up is Chatas Kavua. That's the first one. The only way to really go through it, the only way to get the whole flow of the Gemara is to really focus, really realize that each carbon on its own has to address each one on its own. So what does it mean to be a Chatas Kavua? That's the first question. What does that mean? What does the Kavua part mean? You bring a fixed item. That's all it means. You bring a fixed item. Kivsa or Seira. Now, which parsha in the Torah is the Chatas Kavua? Now hold on, one more thing. What is a Chatas Kavua brought for? No. What type of a chet? See, we have to analyze it this way. What type of a chet is a Chatas Kavua brought for?
A vadai.
So it's a vadai. That's correct. That's one thing you say. You say it's vadai.
It's
shogeg. And what? And what kind of a chet?
Oh, something that you chayav karis for, b'mezid.
Karis b'mezid, exactly. Karis b'mezid. Right? That's a chatas kavua. Anything you chayav karis b'mezid for, and you have to bring a chatas for it, for shogeg, that's called a chatas kavua. Okay? Now, where is that discussed in Vayikra? So that's really what we've been dealing with primarily the entire time. And it's brought down in Vayikra Dalet. Okay? So it's Dalet Aleph. Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe Lemor. Daber al Bnei Yisrael Lemor. Nefesh kisecheto bishkogo mikol mitzos Hashem asher lo se'oseno v'oso me'achas mehina. Okay, so that is that's the heading. Okay, now look at Rashi right there, base. Pirshu rabosenu ein chatas bo'o ella al davar shezidono lav v'kores v'shig goso chatas. Okay, so it has to be a lav. It has to be that it's a lav. That should be first, I guess. It's a lav that Yechayev Karis on the Mezim. So this whole parsha now, Dalet, the next few parshas are all referring to a Chatas Kavua. Okay. Now hold on.
What is it, the kapar for?
Yeah, it's a kapar, correct. Okay. So now, in terms of Chatas Kavua, that's where you have the four parshios instead. First one is Im Kohen HaMashiach Yechetel L'Ashvasam. Right? That's Dalet Gimel. So by Chatas Kavua, the Torah tells you clearly that if a Kohen does a Chet that is Chayev Achatas Kavua, he brings a par. Okay? And then the next one says, V'im kol adas Yisrael yishku. V'nelam dover meine hakol. That's the Am. Torah tells you, Chatas Kavua, what this happens? The Beis Din brings a par. Okay? Next, Asher Nosi Yecheto. If the Nosi does a chet, Chatas Kavua, again, if the Nosi does a chet of the Chatas Kavua, meaning it's a lav that's Karis B'mezid, what does he bring? He brings a Sir Izim. And then finally, Im Nefesh Achas Techeta B'shkoga, Me Ama Arts. That's Chof Zayin. Right? What does he bring? Seiras Izim or Keves. Kisva. Okay? So Dalet, basically Dalet, Sukkim, Aleph, through the whole Perek Dalet, is covering the case of Chatas Kavua. Okay? And it's laying down the foundation. And that's basically what we have been focused on the entire time through Vav. I mean, through whatever, most through Zion Ches. It keeps going. Like, for instance, the Gemara says on Ches, Ein Basin Chayavin Ache Yoru Bedover Shesedono Koris Shashik Gosel Chatas. Right, that because you have to understand. Yeah, you have to think about it like this. The Torah just says like this: Im kol adas Yisrael yishku, v'nelam dava meinei hakol, v'asu achas mikol mitzvos Hashem shelo siyasana v'ashemu, v'noda hachatas shiachatu aleha, v'ikrav hakol par ben bakar lachatas, v'viu also lefnei olamoy. So the Torah says clearly, if Beis Din messes up, they bring a pot. But which chait? That's the key question. What did they mess up in? What chait are we talking about? Okay? So that's what the Gemara says over here on Ches. Let's just run through this very quickly. Ches. The Mishnah on Ches says, Ein basin chayovin ad sheyoru bedover shezadono kori sheshig gosu chatas. Okay? That's this category of chatas kavua, more or less. Now the Gemara says, Min nolan v'chein ha-mashiach. Right? And also the Mashiach. Okay? And also the Mashiach. Okay. That it has to be something that's bemazed kareis and right. Now the Gemara says minolan, because the Gemara says it says over here aleha. And it says over there aleha. So where's here? So here Rashi says Vinoda Hakata Sashirfatu Aleha. The pasuk I just read you. V'noda hachatas yechatu aleha, the chait that they sinned upon. And it says aleha by a chait that is a karis, by one of the arayas. So we now know that the parsha, that the chait that the Beis Din brings their par for, this whole parsha, namely the parsha of Dalet Yud Gimel, the chiyuv of Beis Din to bring a par is when they're chotu olel, when they do a chait that is zodon kares v'shig gosachatz. Okay, so now we've established what it is about we've established what this parsha is referring to, the chait this parsha is referring to by the what, by the tzibor. So that's what the Gemara says. Ashkechan tzibor, got it on Ches Alef. Mashiach minolam. But now the Gemara is trying to figure out everybody. How do you know that? How do you know when it says over here earlier, Im HaKohen HaMashiach Yecheta La'ash Masa'am V'ikru V'chatasu Shechota Par Ben Bokar Tam L'Hashem L'chatas. How do you know what chait that's referring to? How do you know which chait the Kohen Mashiach brings a par for? Right? So it says simply, Le'oshmas ha'am, because the pasuk says Vim hakohen hamashiach yecheto leashma sa'om. Hare Mashiach Kitzibor. So we know, the Pasuk is telling you that when the Kohen sins, it's like the whole Am sinning. It's the shame of the entire nation. When the Kohen Gadol sins, it's equivalent to the entire Am. It's a guilt for the entire nation. So now we have an equation. Whatever it was that the Tzibor is bringing their par for, that must be what the Kohen is bringing his par for. Okay, so now we've figured out that the Am brings their par, the Am, meaning the Basin brings its par for the Chatas Kavua, because it says Aleha, and the Kohen Gadol is really just like the Am, because he also has to give a Hora and a Maisa. He's just like a reflection of the entire nation, is the word used less than a reflection. When he sins, he reflects the entire Am. So he has to even do a Maisa like the whole Am. He has to be like the Beis Din and like the Tzibor. He has to give himself a Ra and act on it. And him doing that is really a reflection. In that capacity, he's really reflecting the whole working of the Am in like a little microcosm. So therefore, we now know that the Parsha of Dalid, the beginning, in HaKohen HaMashiach, is also referring to Chatas Kavua. Okay? So we got two down. But what's important is to realize Tzibor, it says it openly, and the Kohen Gadol is compared to the Tzibor. Okay?
Aleh,
right. Now the Gemara says, Nosi, what about the Yad, the Nosi? Because that's also one of the parshas here, is Nasi. How do you know what the chait that the Nasi brings his Sawyer for is? Yolev mitzvos. Fine. Exer Shava. And then the Gemara says, Yochid. How do you know what a Yochid brings for? Omar Kra v'im nefesh. Yomot tachton me'elyon. What does that mean? Omar kwa b'parshas vayikra. So that's the very beginning. Daber el b'nei Yisrael. Wait, which one is that? Im nefesh is by the end. Im nefesh achas techeta b'shkoga me'am ha'aretz. Okay. So it says that yomot tachton me'elyon. You learn the yachid from the nasi. Because the Nasi is really a Yachid. So that's how it goes. In other words, it says Aleha by the Am. The Kohen Gadol is compared to the Am. That's one group. Right? We can sort of group these two now. The Limud is directly by the Am. The Kohen Gadol is like a reflection of the Am. So whatever the Am does, the Kohen Gadol is like the Am. The Nasi has Gzeira Shava. He's like the top dog of the individual. He's like the top individual. So then we can learn the yachid from the nasi. We learn the tachta from Elyon.
What's the in-nefesh, though? I don't get what the word for that.
Does that have anything to do with it? Let's see, Rashi. Yachid nami eino mevi chatzal aldav shizunakaros sanan. Yeah. You mean, what does in-nefesh mean?
Yeah, if you just said tachta
from Elyon. I think what it means is,
is it saying like vim, that's like continuing it, and if it's like a normal one, yeah, not the nasi, but a normal
nasi
one?
Right. It's a good question. That's a good question. It's a good question. What Rashi doesn't really say too much, right?
Yeah.
Vim nefesh. What does Rashi say here? He just says very little. But what does he has everything on the parsha here? No. I think it's because a nefesh refers to the nasi too. The nasi is also a nefesh.
It's just creating the singular form.
And it's a continuation of the previous. It's a good question. I'm not sure. I have to think about that. I didn't realize that exact point. Hold on. So that's one case, chatas kavua. Okay, so that's basically a shogeg where the kara, it's a lav. Let's do the other way. It's a lav. And the car and it's a zedono is kares, and the chatas is shogeg. Okay, one second. I guess you're right. The im nefesh means is a continuation from the prior thing. You learn the top from the bottom. You learn the bottom from the top. It's like a continuous thing. The im nefesh must mean it's continuing from the last thing.
Yeah, here's a guy, here's a special guy, but if it's a normal
right.
guy, implying
right.
it's the same.
But it's implying it's the same thing, but for this guy, it's something to, a different carbon. Now, here's the thing. All of the mitzvahs in the Torah that Yechayev Kareis, every lav in the Torah that Yechayev Kareis on B'mezid, how many are there?
Lav in the Torah, let me count.
Get it? Can you get it, Rambam?
Shkagos.
So the Rambam says like this, in the beginning of Shkagos. How many things are there? He says, Kol aver shechayavin al zedono kores, you're going to be chayav on the Shkagos chatas. Okay? Except for three averos. Megadev, mevatel mila, and carbon pesach. Those three things have kores, but there's no chatas. Cursing God, right? So Megadef is not a Maisa, so it's not a has no Maisa. And the other two RSAs, Pesach and Mila RSAs, okay? But he says, Kol Krisa Sheba Torah, Chutz Mishalosh Krisa Sheba Yarno. So every Kares, except for the three, no Maisa, Megadef, and two RSAs. Im Ovad HaYochid Alachas Mehen Bishkaga, maybe Chatas Kavu. Okay, chutz. Let's leave out the chutz for a minute. Now, all of the he says it turns out how many are there that the yachid brings a chatas kavua? 43. Okay, 43. And what does he bring? What carbon does he bring? So we know, Seira or Kisva, right? Now here's the catch. One of the 43 is Avodah Zarah. And Avodah Zarah is Chayev Kareis, Zedono Kareis, but we know it's a separate parsha. Same Gemara, same Gemara, same Gemara. It's a set. Avodah Zarah is a separate parsha. Mm-hmm. Where is that parsha? That's in Bamidbar, right? Bamidbar Tes Vav Chav Zayin. So now we have to do the same thing. Since we have another parsha that tells us a new type of carbon that you have to bring for Avodah Zarah, we're going to have to know who it's, we have to see who it's referring to again. Okay, so let's take a look at Tes Vav. Chaf Zayin, right? So again, it says like this.
So this is specifically a chatas by
Exactly. That's where it becomes complicated. You have the big category of chatas kavua, which includes 43 chatayim, right? 43 things are under the general heading of chatas kavua. But then in terms of the carbon that you bring for the chatas kavua, it depends on which type of a chata, which type of a chait within those 43 you're doing. For all of them, all the ordinary ones, it's just a sheep or a goat, right? And that turns out is the parsha of Vayikra Dalet. Vayikra Dalet, it turns out, is talking about the chatas kavua of everything but avodah zarah, right? And then in Bamidbar Tesvav, it's the chatas kavua of avodah zarah. You bring a different carbon.
So Vayikra Dalet has 42 lines.
That's right. It's going to cover 42. Mm-hmm. Okay, but now we got to look at. So now we have to look. Now our question is going to be: okay, so I know by the chatas kavua of the 40 of all the other ones in Vayikra Dalet, I know that there are four groupings. I know there's the yachid, there's the nasi, kohen gadol, and the am, because it says it specifically in Vayikra Dalet. But now I have a new parsha about the chatas for avodah zarah. What happens to these four groups in terms of the chatas for avodah zarah? Because the new parsha, so now I need a new limud for each one of them. Okay. So the Torah says in Chaf Beis, "V'chisishku v'lo sasu es kol hamitzvos ha'ela asher divar Hashem Moshe, eis kol asher tziva Hashem aleichem biyad Moshe min hayom asher tziva Hashem v'hol doroseichem." The Chazal Darshan that is talking about the avodah zarah. So who's that talking about? That's the Am. Okay? So it comes out now that the Am, meaning Beis Din gives a bad psak, and everybody follows it. If it's an ordinary chatas, if it's an ordinary kares, the Beis Din brings a par, right? If it's a avodah zarah, they bring a par and a soyer. Okay, so fine. We have the am. The am is taken care of. We have the am by Vayikra Dalet, and we have the am by Bamidbar Tesvav. Very good. Next, vim nefesh achas techet abishkaga. Right. Now I have the yachid. Vayikriv eiz bas shana l'chatas. Okay. But what is left out? So they bring a soyer. But what is left out in the parsha?
Kohen Mashiach.
What about the Kohen Mashiach? And what about the Nasi? Right?
Does the normal guy bring a kisra? Is he allowed to?
No. Normal guy brings the soyer. The Seira. What is it?
Seira.
The Seira.
This Bashna
Sahu. Right? So that's our question now. We have a problem now. The original parsha Vayikra Dalet had four headings, and that was for a chait that was kares, zedono kares, right? And we know the yachid brings the kivsa or the seira. He has a choice. The nasi has to bring the soya, right? The nasi has to bring the soya. Okay. And what? Kohen Gadol brings the par, and the am brings the par. And then we have another parsha that says, that's right for almost all of them. But if the chait that they do is avodah zarah, then the am has to bring a par and a soyer. And the yachid brings a seira. But it doesn't say what to do with the nasi and the Kohen Gadol. And everything has to come from the parshios. Okay? So let's take a look at our Mishnah. Back on the test.
Why aren't we going with the Tachdav and Elio thing from the Gemara?
We go with the Gemara. What do you mean?
But I'm saying the
that's by the regular faith. That's by the regular faith.
So why wouldn't it if we're using if it's
that's very
similar.
Nice, but that's good by that parsha.
Right.
That's good by that parsha. It doesn't say anything by this parsha. It just says V'im nefesh achas techet avishkaga.
There's no
Tachton Elyon. The Tachton is the Beis Din, the Tzibor, and then it has the Yachid. So what would you say? halachically minded people, what would your answer be? What does the Kohen Gadol and the Nasi do? Seira. Why? Because they're people. Exactly right. Exactly right.
What do you mean?
They're not Am.
Torah is just saying, now there's only two categories when it comes to the Lazar. The Am and a person. Now, the Kohen Gadol, we might have said he reflects the Am, but basically he's a person, let's face it. Right? So, all the Torah is saying is, Im Nefesh, Techet HaBishgaga, Im Nefesh Achas Techet HaBishgaga, so it must include the Yachid, the Nasi, and the Kohen Gadol. Right? That's what the Gemara says. Say what you want. V'chein, V'loba was yeah. So the Gemara says, Ba'avodus kachovim minalon, the Tanur Barim. Oh, let's skip that part. Now he's like this. So he says, Ashkechan Tzibor. We know that the Tzibor, yeah, how's it go? Mi ba'avodus kachovim minalon. Oh, that's a separate question. In other words, the parsha over here is talking about Avodah Zarah, but what chait in Avodah Zarah? Is it a minor thing in Avodah? No, it has to be a Kares thing too. So the Gemara dashes out. It says, Ashkechan Tzibor, Yochid Nosi Mashiach Minolon, Omar Krovim Nefesh Achas. It says, if a person. Echad Yochid, Echad Nosi, Echad Mashiach. Kulam Bechlal Nefesh Achasin. V'yilmod Tachlam Min HaElyon. You learn in terms of Kares. Like Avi's saying, you have the two parshas, and it says if the Am does a chait in Avodah Zarah, that's a kares of Avodah Zarah, then the basin brings the par and a sa'ir, right? And then it says the im nefesh achas, which includes the nasi, the yachid, the nasi, the kohen gadol, they also have to bring a sa'ira. Now, how do you know which chait it's talking about? Well, it's a continuation from the top paragraph. So now we know the first paragraph told us if the Am does a chait of Avodah Zarah, that's one of the kares, then the basin brings a par and a sawyer. And then it continues, and an individual, so it must be in the same thing. So, and if an individual does a chait of what? Of Avodah Zarah. If an individual does a chait of Avodah Zarah, then that individual has to bring a seira, and has to be an Avodah Zarah Isser of Kares. Now here's the key question. Now I'm going to ask you the first hard question. Here's the first hard question. When we were talking about a regular chatas, so we said the Kohen Gadol is only chayev when he gives himself a raw, and then does his own maaser. Right. Now, for the Isser of Avodah Zarah, does he have to do that too?
No.
In other words, when we were learning Vayikra Dalid, so Vayikra Dalid was a regular chatas, a regular kares, a regular Isser kares, right? And over there, the Gemara darshans that the Kohen is only chayev if he does Horah and Shkaga. Right, because of Ashmas Am, he has to be like the Am. Right. LeAshmas Am, Mashiach Ketzibur. Right. So in Dalid, in Vayikra Dalid, when it was a question of a regular Chatas for a regular Chiyuv Kares, so we said we have four categories. And the Kohen Gadol is a separate category. He brings a separate kind of a carbon. He brings a par, not like a yachid, not like a nasi. He brings a par. And he only brings the par when he does that chait, behorah and maisa. Right? But now when we get to Bamidbar, and there's no subdivisions of yachid, there's just tzibur and yachid, and it says any yachid brings a seira for the chatas, for a kares of Avodah Zarah, does the Kohen Gadol have to do Horas Maisa, and does he have to do Horah and Maisa to be chayv that Seira, or is he just like any other guy, just does a mistake, any mistake he makes? So it's mashma that he's just like any other. He does not need horos and horah and nicer. He just is like a stam individual by avodah zarah. The only time he needs horah and nicer is where the pasuk says he needs it. That's only in Vayikra Dalet, where it's a regular chi of karis, a regular chait of zedono karis. And the Rambam corroborates that, because Rambam says in Tesvav, we already explained that on every shogig that the hedgehog brings a chatas kavua, which is a kissa or a sa'ira, if the nasi, im shogig ba nasi, may be sawyer. If im shogig ba kohen, may be par. Bamed dvar murin, shakoin mashiach, may be karban al shigaso b'shato b'horos atzmo, v'asa maisa b'shigaso roso levada. But what if he? But it's mashma only in that case. We have to retract that. No, it's mashma that the mashma what the Kohen Gadol only brings. No, you have to say like this: the parsha in Vayikra Dalet is it also informs us about when a Kohen Gadol is chayev to bring a karban. For a chi of karis, and then Bamidbar is giving you a detail on this particular. In this particular case, his carbon is a seira. Mm-hmm. Now, Dalet is giving you. Dalet is really including right. All the cases of karis in terms of chiyuv. Right. So Dalet really tells you in terms of chiyuv. There's really four groups: Yachid Nasi Kodol Am. And Tesvav is just telling you in one of them, in one particular chait, the carbon that they bring is the same. But what makes them bring it still goes back to Vayikra Dalet. So it comes out like this. The Kohen Gadol is only maybe a chatas of any sort for a chiyuv, for the chayav krisus. Only when he does it as a Kohen, only when he does it with the Horah, Shigas Horah and Shigas Maisa. The only thing is, you only need one Parsha in Bamidbar, because it happens to be they all three bring the same carbon. But the Kohen, but you have to refer back to Vayikra, Dalet, to figure out when they bring their carbon. The Yachid and the Nasi bring the carbon just for Stam Shogig. And the Kohen only brings his carbon if he does a chait of a Kohen Gadol. What's a chait of a Kohen Gadol? He does a bad hurrah and he follows with Maisa. So really, like what the Rambam says in the beginning is, all the krisos really have something in common. All the 43 have something in common. They're all defined in Vayikra Dalet for the hischaivus of carbon. The only thing is, in Bamidbar Tesvav, it tells you on one particular chait, the carbon is the same for all three, but not the hischayvus of the carbon. Still, the Kohen Gadol is only chayav a carbon when he does horos atzmo and his own maisa. What if the Kohen Gadol just does stam shogig, just stam shigas maisa, no horos? He sees chaylev and he eats it by accident.
Putter.
Can you believe that, Gil? Putter. Zip.
Wow.
Nothing. A yachid would have to bring a chatas.
Yeah.
And the Kohen Gadol is just scot-free. Okay?
Was it one of those bad things?
That was the mistake I found in the kafach over there.
That was a mistake.
In the footnote.
Oh,
he,
yeah.
Said, he says he's putter from his car, but he brings like a yachid. Absolutely
was,
wrong. I don't know where he got that from. I mean, it's open, come on.
Yeah.
Okay.
But that's one of those bad things, though, right? Meaning
right, he doesn't have the kapar.
He wants to bring it.
He doesn't have the kapar, right.
Okay.
That's it. Sometimes you're too high, you get... that's it.
Parvotas Kochavim, he brings a par also? Par
no.
Just Seir?
Just Seir.
Seir?
Just the Seirah.
Uh-huh.
Seir. Because that's what Bamidbar is telling you.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Bamidbar is telling you, what does he bring as a coin? What does he bring for this particular chait? So if he does the chait like a Kohen Gadol, meaning horah and maisa, and it happens to be on Avodah Zarah with Kares, then he has to bring, then he brings a Seira just like everybody else. Where's Rashi? So it turns out that the two sides that we were saying over here is really Machloket Rebbe and the Rabbanim on Zayin Amud Beis. It says, the Tanya, Mashiach, Avodah Kochavim, Rebbe Omer Beshigas Maisa, Vachom Omer Behelam Davar. In other words, there are two parshios by Mashiach. There's two parshios by Mashiach. In Davayikra Dalid, he's isolated as his own character and his own eschaivus of Horah. That's what's called Helam. That's what they call by, that's what they mean by, what's it called? Helam Davar. That he has to have a bad Horah and then do the Maisa. Right? Like the basement. Right? Is that right, Mike? Helam davar, in shingas maisa kishan mitzvahs. Right, like all of his other cases, right. And Rebbe says the Kohen Gadol, although in all the other cases he has to have a bad horah and then a shingas maisa, by avos kochavim he only has shingas maisa like a regular yachid. So that's the machlokas. When the Torah comes back in Bamidbar Tesvav, to lump all of the Yechidim together in terms of Avos Kochavim, is that creating a new Eschaivus, which would include the Kohen Gadol, of just Shigas Maisa, or is it just a prat giving you one detail based on one detail to the framework that was already laid out in Vayikra Dalit? So that's the Nafkamina. If you're going to learn that way, then it means to say the Kohen Gadol is only Chayav, like a Basedin, always. But the Torah is coming back to tell you, in this particular carbon, he brings a seira. Or is the parsha of Vayikra Dalet one parsha, one set of his one hischayvus, and Bamidbar Tesvav is a whole new hischayvus. So there's no oshmas ha'am in Vayikra in Bamidbar Tesvav. So he's just treated like a regular yachid. So that's the machlokas Rebbe and the Chacham. Makes perfect sense. We all like the Chacham. That takes care of Chatas Kavua, which includes the regular chait and the chait of Avodah Zarah. Now, what about an Asham Toloi? We don't have to worry about Asham Toloi. Based in his potter, the Kohen is potter, and the Nasi is just like a regular yachid. Okay? The Kohen is potter because he's like the Am, whatever it is, not interested in that, fine. Now, what about the Asham Vadai? What about the Asham Vadai? Where is Asham Vadai? We have to look at the Parsha. So it's Vayikra Hei. Now it's Vayikra. It's a new Parsha. New Parsha requires new means new rules. So let's take a look at Vayikra Hei. Here's where it gets interesting too. Ready? Nefesh. Zin Nefesh. Ki secheta v'shama kol Allah v'hu eid o'ro v'yoda im lo gadiyed v'nos avon. Okay? So the Asham Vadai is what? It's particular chatayim. Okay? There are only particular things that you bring an Asham Vadai for. What are they? Right. So the first one is Shama Kol. That's what the Gemara refers to as Shama Kol, right? Then there's Tumah. Let's just call it a general Tumas Mikdash. Okay, there really are two types of Tumas Mikdash. Right, those are the next few Pesukim. And then Shavuas Bitoy. Right? Mm-hmm. A lie. Okay? So those three things. It's Shama Kol, Tumah, and Bitoy. So what does it say? And he brings Noshim. Fine. Now, here's the question. So, does the Tzibor bring an Noshim? Vadai. Of course not. Does it say anywhere in this whole parsha if the Am does this? No. So, the Am, it's not going to be, you're not going to catch. You're not going to include an Asham in Vayikra Dalet. Vayikra Dalet is talking about Chatzis Kavua. So the Basin brings for Chatzis Kavua. Now you have a new carbon, Asham. Doesn't say anything about a Basin by Asham, so Basin doesn't bring an Asham. That's the end of that story, right? Okay. What about the Kohen and the Nasi? What about the Kohen and the Nasi? It doesn't mention them either, but they are people. The Nefesh Kisecheto. Okay, no, I'm sorry. This is Ola Viori. This is not Ashram Vadai. Where's Ashram Vadai? What?
This is Ashram Pelay?
No, this is Ola Viori. Ola Viori means you can bring one of three things. This is Ola Viori. This is, if you have money, you bring an animal. If you don't have so much money, you bring a bird. And if you have less money, you bring a you bring a mincha.
Yeah, but calls it an ashram,
right? I know, it calls a lot of things ashram.
Oh, okay.
Ashram Vada is for Shifcha Charufa, for Gezel, for those other things. I'm sorry, I made a mistake. All right, let's forget about ashram. So this is the part that we were actually interested in, the Ola Viori. Okay. Now here's the problem with Ola Viori. Okay. The problem by Ola Viori is we know the basin is out, right? Because they're not mentioned at all. Okay. They're not mentioned at all. Right. Right. So the Ashram is after this. It's Vayikra Hey Pasuk Yizayin. I started in the wrong spot. But here's the question. Here's the problem. In the Ola V'yored, so what does it mean? It means it goes up and down, depending on whether you have money and how much money you have. Okay? And it's its own parsha. It's a separate parsha, Ola V'yored. But there's one problem. This guy is the problem. Tumah. Tumah is a problem. Why is Tumah a problem? No. Why is Tumah a problem?
There's an assay and a los assay?
No. What's the punishment for Tumah?
Kares.
Kares.
Oh.
So Tumah.
Not Kares.
Tumah sort of crosses
right.
categories.
Right.
On the one hand, it's squarely in the parsha of Ola V'yored, which just says nefesh, doesn't make any differentiation between anybody. But on the other hand, it is a lav that you chayav kares for b'mezid. Okay, that's what was confusing the heck out of us.
Like, why are they making
That's where all the questions come about in Ola V'yored. Okay. Now, based in we know as Pater, because the parsha itself says nefesh. Based in is out. Based in can't fit in here in any way. Nefesh is out. Okay.
Then the Gemara has its leaning, though. I mean, I can't get before.
But the Kohen and the Nasi, there are three shitas on. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Elazar. I know I mentioned four people, but they come out to be three shitas in different names, okay? Let's see if we can work it through, okay? Let's take the Kohen. So I would say, yeah, what would you say if I would say to you, is the Kohen and the Nasi included in all of the Ored? Yes, why? No.
Nefesh. Achas.
Nefesh. Parsha says nefesh. Okay, Torah says the nefesh kisecheta. Is the Kohen Gadol and the Nasi a nefesh? 100%. Tzibur is not a nefesh. I understand, but Yochid, Kohen Gadol, and Nasi should all be nefesh. It should all be in the parsha of Ola V'yored, just like we said by Avodah Zarah. So we need to find a reason to exclude the Kohen Gadol. Okay. So Rabbi Yossi says like this. He says, the Kohen Gadol is out. Why? Because he never is poor. Once the guy becomes a Kohen Gadol, he's set for life. And this Parsha says, and if you're poor, bring a mincha. So he can't be part of the Parsha.
Oh, that's good.
It's good, right? So Rabbi Yossi says he's not included in the whole Parsha. Rabbi Akiva says, he's potter from the Ola V'yored. Why? Because one of the choices is the mincha. Right? And a Kohen never brings a mincha. It's just a rule. Kohen Gadol never brings a mincha. Don't ask me. So there's a rule. Kohen Gadol never brings a mincha. So he can't choose one of the three choices out. Okay? But, take a look at Tess on the page. At the end of the parak over here, where it starts with Rabbi Eliezer, Betumas Mikdash Vikadoshav. So Rabbi Akiva agrees by Shoma Kol and by Bitui, which is just simply a case of Olav Yored. The Kohen Gadol can't bring a mincha, so he doesn't bring the behema or the oaf. Okay. But in the case of Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav, Rabbi Akiva has an interesting pshita. He says he's pater from the Olav Yored, right? With me, Mike? He's pater from the Olav Yored. He's not in the parsha of Olav Yored. Olav Yored has three chataim. Shoma Kol, means he withholds testimony, right? Shoma Kol, Tuma, and Bidoy, and Shrua. And it says he brings, if he's rich, middle, or poor. And the poor one is mincha. Rabbi Akiva says, Kohen Gadol never brings mincha. So he cannot be included in the karbono, in the parsha of the karbonos of Olav Yored. But what about if he's metame b'mikdash? You don't need this parsha for metame b'mikdash. It's also a chata, it's also a regular case of a chi of karis. So Rabbi Akiva holds, he's knocked out of the halachas of Olav Yored, but he flips back to treat it just like a regular chet, just like a regular chatas kavua, and he brings a par.
Why not? Oh, because that's the other one that crosses over.
That crosses over. Since Tumah crosses over, Rabbi Akiva says, okay, Tumah sort of exists in two boxes. Primarily, It is generically speaking one of the chayve krisis that should really be in Vayikra Daled, but it's given a special case of Olav Yored. Now, when the Kohen is excluded from the Olav Yored case, it just flipped back to the regular power case for him. So that's what Rabbi Akiva says. He says he's putter from the Olav Yored, but he's chayev in a par. But only on the Tumas Mikdash V'Kadasha. That's what we weren't chopping last time.
Yeah.
It's only on the case of Tuma, because it can fit into Vayikra Daled. Right?
So now, and Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Eliezer just don't agree with this?
Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Eliezer do not agree with this.
Once he's knocked out of this category, he's knocked out.
So it's a similar question. Can the Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav have like a dual identity? Or once the Torah singles it out in this parsha, that's it. It's fixed in this parsha, and then it can't never be treated like a regular case of Chiyuv Ekrisis anymore.
Right.
Okay?
So this is like, for them, it's like a new Chiyuv.
That's right. For them, it's like a new. That's right, exactly. Mm-hmm. Now, Rabbi Shimon says that the Kohen Gadol will be Chayuv on the Shmias Kol and the Bitui like a Yachid. But by Tuma, he just holds as a separate exclusion. Okay? Don't worry about Rishon. He has a drush he knocks him out of. Notice he holds it. He doesn't believe in the Anias Petur of Rabbi Yossi. He doesn't believe in the Mincha Petur of Rabbi Akiva. So he says he's just in the Parsha of Olav Yored. But he has a separate Limud, a separate Diyak that he doesn't bring anything for Tuma. Forget it, okay? Mm-hmm. Now, what about the Nasi? Okay? Test you if you're paying attention. What about the Nasi? The Nasi should fit in because he's a Nefesh.
Right?
Right? Does he bring... What does Rabbi Yossi hold about the Nasi?
Yossi would say he doesn't bring.
Why? Exactly. Rabbi Yossi says the Kohen Gadol is never poor. Nasi is never poor. Nasi is the king. Nasi is excluded completely. Okay? But... And Rabbi Akiva would say?
He brings
Chayef. He can bring a
right.
Mincha. The only thing he doesn't bring on is Shmias Kol, because he's never called down to a Beis Din. He has no obligation to ever give testimony, so he can't be obligated in that mitzvah. Okay. And Rabbi Eliezer says, what? And Rabbi Eliezer says, Hanasi may be Soya. Rabbi Eliezer says the Nasi brings a Sa'ir for Tumas Mikdash Vikadasha.
Because of the same reason.
So what? How does he come out? He really holds like who? He really holds.
Wait, was that like Rabbi Akiva said by Kohen Gadol?
Exactly.
Oh, no.
He's exactly like what Rabbi Akiva said to the Kohen Gadol.
But he didn't say that for the Kohen Gadol.
Ah! Hold on to that. Rabbi Eliezer is just, by the Nasi, he's just like Rabbi Akiva said for the Kohen Gadol. He says, look, okay, he doesn't bring his, he doesn't bring a, he's excluded from the Olav Yored category, right? But throw him back on a regular Chatas. Throw him back on a regular case of Chatas. And what does he bring for his Chatas? A Sawyer. Ah, so why doesn't he bring a Sawyer for, so why didn't he say the same thing about the Kohen Mashiach? Because he had like Rabbi Shimon, he's just complete, that the Mashiach is just, has a patur, never chayav until.
Oh.
But in theory, in theory, that's the way it comes out. In theory, it's in theory, you have two questions. Let's put it this way. It works out like this. Theoretically speaking, initially, the Nasi and the Mashiach are just like a Yachid in terms of the Parsha of the Im Nefesh. You've got to figure out if they're excluded for some reason. Maybe they're excluded because they're not poor. Maybe they're excluded because they don't bring a Mincha. Whatever it is. Maybe there's just a Petur on Tumas Mikdash. Whatever it is. But whenever you think they're excluded, now you have to ask yourself the question, if they're excluded from the parsha of Olav Yored, but it happens to be a chait that would also fit into a regular case of Kares, do they go back to the original case of Kares? Right? So that's how all the positions work out.
So that depends on how you learn this new parsha.
Exactly. The same kind of a question that we saw before by Avodah Zarah, like Rebbe and the Rabbanon. Is the Kohen Mashiach chayev only on Haro'ah, or only, or even just on plain Shkaga, because it's repeated, it's a new parsha in Bamidbar? Same kind of a question over here. When the Torah takes a mitzvah, takes a chait that already was included in the Vikur Dalid, and gives it special, namely Tumas Mikdash, gives it special treatment of Olav Yored, when it fails in Olav Yored, does it flip back to its original position? And I think that covers all the shittas.
Wait, so what does Rabbi Eliezer hold by these three then?
Okay, what does Rabbi Eliezer hold? Because Rashi sums it up in the end of the Mishnah and Test. It says, Shalosh machlokos bedav, Rabbi Yossi aglili sover nasi u'mashiach patur mikulam. Right? That's Rabbi Yossi, because of the Anias. Rabbi Akiva sover nasi chayev bekulan, chutz mishmias kol. Right? Because he can bring a mincha. Right? The Rabbi Shimon and the Mashiach is pater mikulon me olav yored, only from the olav yored. He's chayav a par for the tumma one, right? The Rabbi Shimon sover nasi u Mashiach chayavim bekulon be olav yored, except for tumas mikdash v'kadoshav. And Rabbi Elazar is just commenting on Rabbi Shimon. He's saying, I agree with Rabbi Shimon, except I say the nasi brings a soyer.
Mm-hmm.
Right, because he holds, yeah, right. Knows he holds that knows Rabbi Elazar is learning that the parsha of Olav Yored is knows Rabbi Elazar is learning the parsha of Olav Yored is what?
It's like Rabbi Akiva was learning it, that it's just it's not a new time, it's just the particular in which korban you bring.
Yeah, but why is he knocking out the nasi from bringing a from bringing the Olav Yored?
Because that's Rabbi Shimon.
By Tumas Mikdash Rikadashov.
Because that's Rabbi Shimon's name.
Rashi explains it right over here on the Tesla base. He says, "Kloma, Kasava Rabbi Elazar, the Chihechi the Makom Shechayovin Al Zedono Kares Rashi Gosachatas, Hangem Makom Chatas Kavua Nasi Maybe Sawyer, Hachanami Hecha the Chayev Lo Al Zedono Kares Rashi Gosa Olav Yard Maybe Sawyer, Ho Vidami Lachatas Kavua Li in Kares." Now, as he learns, he just learns that the Nasi. Now, as he learns that there's three things in the beginning, and then Vayikra Dalet lays out three things. You got three types of Yechida: Nasi, Yachid, and Kohen Gadol. Okay, the Yachid is the Kisva of Asira. The Nasi always brings a Sayer, and the Kohen Gadol always brings a Par. Now, all of the Yored, he's learning is only going to change. Is only going to change what the Yachid brings, but that's a realism. Mm-hmm. But it has no effect on what the Nasi or the Kohen Gadol bring. The Nasi and the Kohen Gadol only have one kind of a carbon to bring. They don't have choices. They're not included in the choice category. They are defined. The Nasi has to bring a Sayer. Kohen Gadol has to bring a Par. So therefore he says, the Olav Yored is for the regular Yochid. The Parsh of Olav Yored is coming in and modifying what a regular Yochid brings. Sounds like he's really learning like Rabbi Akiva, basically, that they're not in the Parsha of an Olav Yored. They're a Nasi and a Kohen Gadol. They're not a Stam guy in the Parsha of Olav Yored. So therefore, Olav Yored only applies to a Yachid. Nasi always brings a Sayer, Kohen Gadol always brings a Par. So that's why he says over here, the Nasi brings a Par by Tumas Mikdash V'Kadashov. Oh, I'm sorry, I have to backtrack. I made a mistake. It's not that he holds that they're excluded like Rabbi Akiva, because he holds they bring for the other two. They bring for Shmias Kol and Bitoy. But he holds that for a chait of kares in Vayikra Dalet, they're kavua. A chait of kares, the nasi always brings a sawyer, and the kohen gadol always brings a par. Olav Yored is doing two things. He's telling a yachid his chi of kares switches to an olav Yored, and there's a new carbon completely of olav Yored, which the nasi and the kohen gadol would be chayiv in like a regular yachid. The only thing is, when the nasi and the kohen gadol do tumah, they're still fixed in the original din of chatas. So therefore, he says the nasi has to bring a sa'ir, and the kohen gadol would bring a par if he held the kohen gadol brings anything for Tumas Mikdash Rikadasha. But he holds the kohen gadol is just excluded. Honestly, I don't fully understand Rabbi Elazar's sheet right now. But
and then the Rezar would be its own category of what carbon.
Right. But for some reason, he holds that he holds. At least he's learning for some reason that the original parsha of Vayikra, Dalet, applies to Tumas Mikdash V'Kadasha for the Nasi and for the Kohen Gadol. That's what Rashi says. The Ki Hechi Di B'Mokom Shechayavan Al Zedono Kores V'Al Shid Gosot Chatas Hainu B'Mokom Chatas Kavua Vayikra Dalet. And in those cases, the Nasi brings a Sotir Hachanami Hecha D'Chayav Al Zedono Kores V'Al Shid Gosot Olav Yore, and he also brings a Sotir. Because that's Dami L'Chatas Kavua. Because it also has Kores. But Shmias Kol and Bitzvah Sayim, where there's no Chi of Kares, it's not like a Chatas, and then he brings the Olav Yored. So that's the way he learns. For some reason, Rabbi Eliezer learns a strange halacha. I really don't understand it. Because Vayikra Dalet says Yachid Nasi Kohen Gadol. For some reason, he says the Nasi and the Kohen Gadol get fixed. Any Chi of Kares, they have to bring a Sayer and a Par. The Yachid is true, but when you get to the parsha Olav Yored, it's going to change everything for the Yachid for some reason. Doesn't really make sense, even though it was all lumped together initially. That's what's hard to understand. Why is if Yachid Nasi and Kohen Gadol all were treated the same to begin with? Why is he breaking them apart? I don't understand it.
Right.
You need a svar over there. But factually, what he's saying is the Yachid, the parsha of Olav Yored, is doing two things. It's creating a whole new carbon that applies even for non-kares. Because Shmias Kol and Bito are not Kares. So it's creating a whole new carbon even for non-Kares. And it's changing the Kares carbon for a Yachid by Toma. But he holds, it never affects the Nasi and the Kohen Gadol in terms of their Kares carbon. So when you get to the Parsha of Olav Yored, and it's a Nasi or a Kohen Gadol, if it's Shmias Kol or Bito, they do it. But if it's Toma, then they go back to Vayikra Dalet. So why doesn't he say Kohen Gadol brings a power? Because he holds Kohen Gadol is excluded for another reason. That's the whole thing.